Today on Earth Report, a flirty Pringle at the bottom of the can plays hard to get. A senile old man can't remember if he's racist or homophobic. National Geographic is under fire for its latest cover that perpetuates unrealistic buffalo body standards. And a terminally ill cancer patient wins a lifetime supply of cheeseburger. All this and more coming up. Terrified that his abdominal muscles might have just spontaneously turned into a dozen writhing snakes, frequent gym-goer Blake Adams was reportedly relieved to see in the mirror that his stomach was still a perfectly toned eight-pack of abs and not a pile of agitated serpents.
Dude, for a second there, I was afraid Mistrevio, the nefarious workout wizard, turned my torso into a bunch of venomous cobras.
That's Adams as he continued his reps on the SolidCore TLX 3000.
But I lifted my shirt up, checked my abs in the mirror, and whew, still no snakes. Still no snakes, bro. Still no snakes.
Adams explained that many gym frequenters live in constant fear of the capricious Mistrevio, who transmogrifies hard-earned muscle gains into various reptilian beasts. He says it's the reason all gyms have mirrors covering every wall, as weightlifters must dutifully check themselves out to make sure their toned physique has not been abruptly cursed by the fickle and mischievous necromancer.
I look at myself multiple times a day. You can never be too careful.
At press time, Adams was seen uploading shirtless pictures of himself to the internet as part of a sacred ritual to ward off the evil spirit. Repeatedly stressing the importance of not eating for at least an hour beforehand, Virgin Father Glenn Durkin spent nearly an hour on Tuesday delivering a factually incorrect lecture about sex to his 14-year-old adopted son Michael. The speech, which consisted primarily of misremembered facts from Wikipedia and false assumptions based on movies and television shows, covered several facets of intercourse, including contraception, sexually transmitted diseases, and even how to perform a technique known as the Dutch rudder.
Make sure your penis only goes halfway in, or else you'll overshoot it,
Durkin said, gesticulating awkwardly with his index finger.
And don't move around too much, or else it could break. Penises are extremely brittle.
Sources say the younger Durkins listened patiently, as his sexually inexperienced father eagerly chatted on about how to find the clitoris depending on a woman's age and ethnicity. Referencing a pornographic video, the virgin father continued to explain.
And remember, sexually transmitted diseases are invisible, but have a distinct taste. So that's what this man is testing for right here. As you can see, he's being very thorough. Better safe than sorry.
Durkins concluded the lecture by admitting that most of the points were likely moot, as sex is extremely difficult to do and only achievable by the very elite. And now for an update on traffic, we go out to the helicopter with Brian Hitler. No relation. Brian?
You asked for traffic, you got it! I personally recruited 4,000 people to drive around town, and sure enough, the roads are jammed! You're welcome, Blue Rock! That's traffic! Courtesy of me, Brian Hitler! No relation!
Thanks, Brian. In an effort to curb all future expectations society might have of their child, parents Mike and Patricia Flockhart have reportedly decided to name their newborn son Trevor.
We think it suits him.
That's Mike, explaining that he knows full well that most kids named Trevor are garbage boys who grow up slapping other children and ruining birthday parties.
He just looks like a Trevor.
We almost named him Steven,
added Patricia, referencing a name commonly associated with CEOs of S&P 500 companies, and not human spitwads who own dirt bikes.
But then he pissed in my eye, and we knew he was a Trevor.
Sources have since confirmed that the parents couldn't be more excited to raise their predetermined shitboy into a worthless man who breaks things he doesn't own and cuts the sleeves off of his branded t-shirts.
To be honest, we don't think we're capable of raising any more than a Trevor anyway.
Yeah, we just want him to be happy.
The parents noted that their son's inevitable desire to drive across the country in lieu of college would save them hundreds of thousands in the long run. At press time, Mike and Patricia were heading home from the hospital and could not wait to introduce their new son to his confused mess of an older sister, Ashby.
Hey,
Nearly half a century after the company first unveiled its groundbreaking product, researchers at Capri Sun say they are now on the verge of the next massive breakthrough in portable juice technology. Scientists say the new pouch could be ready by as soon as 2025.
We're talking about the biggest leap forward in juice consumption since the straw.
That's head engineer Maya Prescott, who leads a team of several hundred scientists at the company's state-of-the-art research and development facility in Fresno, California.
It's an incredibly exciting time to be putting juice into bags.
Capri Sun executives hope the announcement will help revitalize the company, which has been widely criticized for failing to innovate ever since its revolutionary straw with one pointy end and one flat end debuted in 1969, radically disrupting the widely held notion that juice should be poured into a cup. The new design will reportedly address long-standing concerns surrounding the structural integrity of the straw, insufficient straw pouch adhesiveness, and hazardously high squirt rates.
We're currently in the process of beta testing a spherical pouch that spirals juice through a geothermal vacuum that will be controlled via a computer chip powered by low-intensity remote nuclear radiation. Once we get it to stop vaporizing the juice, we'll be in business.
A company spokesperson said there was no word yet on when the last droplets of juice would be drinkable without squeezing the pouch really hard. Saying it would take a lot more than a little humiliation to keep him from climaxing, local masturbator Connor Fortier boldly decided to continue pursuing an orgasm, despite having already been walked in on by his roommate, Terrence Hafler.
Look, I'm a man who finishes what he starts.
That's a defiant Fortier, who continued his business at a time when a lesser man would have stopped entirely out of embarrassment.
I didn't get to where I am today by being a quitter. Sure, I'm embarrassed, but the idea of ejaculating still appeals to me. So I'm still going to try to make that happen.
While he admits he was briefly disrupted by the intrusion, Fortier says he was always firm in his resolve to complete the task at hand. He reasons that it would be unfair for him to suffer when it was his roommate who walked in on him.
I decide when and how I come, not Terrence. Always have, always will.
At press time, Fortier's roommate Terrence was camped out in his bedroom, waiting for the coast to be clear before returning to the living room. And now for a weather update, let's go to Brian Hitler. No relation. Brian?
All hail the reign of the son of King Humid! That's the first line of my new play, Weather! Set in the Middle Ages, it's a daring tale of a cold prince, a hot princess, and a cool knight who are all under high pressure. With a boiling scandal in their midst, will the people catch wind? That's Weather by me, Brian Hitler. No relation.
Thanks, Brian. In local news, early reports suggest that it's quiet. Too quiet. Nothing has been right since Bobby left to get more firewood, sources say.
He should have been back by now.
Reasoned Cassie, the attractive cheerleader whose high cheekbones were accentuated by the warm glow of the fireplace.
I mean, it shouldn't take that long to get some sticks, should it?
Yeah, I mean, come on. We're in the woods.
That's Danielle, the virgin who was reluctant to come to the cabin in the first place.
How hard could it be?
Both Sarah and Kevin reported that the place really gives them the creeps, and that it might have been a mistake to ignore the old man's advice and sneak off into the woods to drink in the back of Kevin's Chevy, particularly on the 13th anniversary of the disappearance of the Harrison triplets. Although mysterious rustling noises had been periodically emanating from the nearby woods, the sexy teenagers were unable to decipher the origin of their sounds.
Did you hear that?
That was Dan asking Cassie, who confirmed that she had not.
Exactly. We should at least be able to hear the creek from here,
he reasoned, as a looming shadow slowly crossed over his handsome features, indicating the presence of a hulking figure creeping just behind him.
Oh my god, what is that?
He later added before being decapitated. Witnesses report that the creature suddenly appeared from the thick darkness of the forest to rip apart what was left of Dan's body, splattering strewn sinew and nerves against Molly's terrified face. Cassie and Kevin's attempts to run away were short-lived, as they too were brutally torn apart limb from limb. The spirit of Cray 3 was satisfied with its indulgence, and return once again to its slumber. Local Blue Rock teen Rachel Parker put her entire reputation on the line last week by prefacing that she was not gonna lie before making a statement that nobody would have ever questioned anyway.
Not gonna lie? I love this flavor of Froyo.
That's Parker speaking to several classmates who had absolutely no reason to believe she would make that up.
It's honestly so good.
Such statements have become the norm for the brutally honest 16-year-old. Who insists that it's very important to be real with people and not be a fake. She continued with more heartfelt sincerity.
I'm just going to be honest with you for a sec. This Froyo is really good. You should totally try it because I am not lying to you.
Parker's peers say they appreciate her directness and are glad she made it clear that she's someone they can trust. Here's Parker's friend Becky.
I think Rachel liked the Froyo. She wouldn't lie about something like that. Frozen yogurt is very important to her.
At press time, Parker's frozen yogurt lay half-eaten in her trash can. Well, that'll do it for today's program of Earth Report. You've been listening to Blue Rock Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in.